Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Any other callers? Back with a program, hour number two, our guest, Father John Martinez, and we're going to take another call now and continue throughout much of the next hour. I have some questions, but let me defer to Barney in Maryland first. Hello, Barney.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I have a little problem.
What's the problem?
Well, I'm a trained killer. I helped to kill people during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I'm justified in fighting in self-defense and ward off invaders.
Uh-huh.
But I could not fight in Iraq. I would feel like I would be the invader, the terrorist, and a murderer. What's your comment on that?
You, Father.
Me?
Yes. What is your comment on what? Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, I think so. I got a little bit... But I think that, in other words, I'm talking objectively speaking, this Iraqi war, like Bishop Botian said, even before we found out that Bush was lying to us, we knew, for example, that it was based on lies, and now it's worse. But even Bishop Botian said very clearly in his article, in his declaration on Lent, the year 2003, that the Praetorian to attack Iraq, it was not just. It was an unjust war. So he was the only bishop worldwide that came out to prohibit the Catholic soldiers under his diocese to fight against Iraq. It would be a mortal sin. In other words, of course, after I just wonder, as a matter of fact, I would suggest to you, Rick Adams, Mr. Dick and Rick Adams, that you would invite Bishop Botian and present his side.
Sure.
Because, in other words, for example, it doesn't take a genius to recognize that that war is unjust. So in other words, for example, consequently, when Bishop Botian told the soldiers they would be sinning, in other words, that goes for the whole shebang, not only every innocent people that they would kill in Iraq, any people that would kill in Iraq would be a murderer, objectively speaking, because there would be an unjust war. It's like, for example, a pipeball will enter a house to steal something there, and the owners of the house will come out. If I will kill them, they will be murderers. Even if they will come with a gun to defend themselves, I have no right to defend myself. See what I'm talking about?
Well, Barney, does that answer your question, Barney?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, we don't have as much time before the break, and I want to expand on this, and we'll take more calls in this second hour. I did want to ask you a little bit about, getting into legal definitions, because this is where it gets tricky. Church and state, separation, all of that. We know that that is a doctrine based on a lie itself. But at the same time, when, for instance, the church renders a view on a war and it is based on political considerations rather than on scriptural considerations, sometimes you wind up seeing the church leaders go down a slippery slope as well. At least in the case of this particular war, there was no legal declaration of war against Iraq, as you know. And it was a war that was not legally, constitutionally qualified by a vote of Congress. Congress simply voted to give George Bush the authority to go to war whenever he wanted to. And that's not in the Constitution, as you know, Father, right?
Well, sure, no problem.
All right, so that's a legal question, not a church question, but a question of constitutional law. I'll come back to that when we return. 1-800-313-9443 is our number. Questions for Father John Martinez on a variety of subjects as well. I'm Rick Adams. Be right back.
I've found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, we're back with Father Martinez, and the questions that I'm raising now have to do with legal versus moral, and how far does the church go in influencing politicians to make the laws and make the wars, as it were. And as you know, at least in the case of previous wars, there was a declaration of war, regardless that these wars were fabricated and totally and completely inimical to the interests of world individual freedom, sovereignty of nations, and so forth, and they're never-ending wars. I mean, one war after another, each decade, the United States was thrust into another war simply because the banks were profiting from war. These are the same international Zionist banks that created the whole banking system, so they have a vested interest in sending us off to war, Father Martinez, as you know. But let me ask you this question now, and that is, as you recall, when George Bush, prior to the war itself, prior to March of 2003, when George Bush was calling all of the clergy he could get together and meeting with them to try to get a consensus for them to go to the flock and sell his war. You remember that quite well, I'm sure, right?
Uh-huh.
You remember him sitting down with the Catholic bishops and Protestants, but mostly when he was sitting down with the bishops, and there was some opposition then by some of the cardinals, And they were not easy. They were not happy with this war. And then the sex abuse scandals had been in the news quite a bit. And the question has been in some people's minds as to whether or not people like Karl Rove and the Bushites themselves were able to exact some kind of pressure on the church leaders because of scandals and so forth to sort of back off on some of their opposition to him going to war, and even the Vatican itself. Do you feel there's any truth to this?
Well, do you think it happened?
Mm-hmm.
The trouble what I'm saying up here is something that I see the cowards and the type of the bishops and what have you. So that you're talking about two different things. In other words, for example, if I would be a bishop, I would say clearly that, I mean, these two different points that my obligation is to tell the Catholics that this is not just war. And then we could tackle the other ones. I know, for example, that the case of sex thing is really horrible. No doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they should be sticking to the guns as far as going back. They should have back JP2.
Sure.
It wasn't just war. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. But do you think do you think that was the case as far as Bush using some leverage on the church leaders?
He could have back. He can do those things. You know, there was sometimes you don't tell my line, then I use different.
Yeah,
things.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, yeah.
What a so-called Catholic bishop should have done, the Catholic clergy, should have backed JP2 on this, like they backed up in the capital punishment. Remember that? The bishop, the American bishop, is still they go
yes.
against the capital punishment, and JP2 was against it. But so, as they backed JP2 on the capital punishment, they should have backed JP2 on the Iraqi war. It was not just war. So to a certain degree, JP2 was left alone. Of course, as a pope, he should have come out prohibiting his soldiers from going to fight Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm talking about?
Yep. In addition to that, the question today, because I'm shifting gears a little bit from issue to issue, as you know, the liberal bishops today in the church, who, as you're pointing out, are quite adept at being double-minded on these issues, it seems that we have these people like Phony Baloney Mahoney and others who are giving illegals, that is, the illegal trespassers, those that are coming over the border illegally in violation of the law, some homage. They're giving them a sanctuary status, and they're actually doing everything they can to encourage the breaking of the civil law to assist in what they say or what they think is a, quote, just, if you will, issue, a humanitarian issue to allow people to come across the border regardless of their legal status or not. How do you feel about this particular issue today, now that the Bush administration, the same administration that's taken us to this illegal war, wants to continue to allow the borders to remain porous and create another problem for America, perhaps leading up to another, quote, terrorist incident? How do you feel about this whole issue today, Father Martinez?
Well, the problem in this particular case, as you know, for example, California, something like 40 hospitals have been shut because of lack of money. Mm-hmm. In Los Angeles County, what have mm-hmm. you, there are more children, illegal children
yes.
born than the one in Los Angeles, citizens.
Yes.
For example, here in the hospital here, you know, I have seen the signs here in the hospital here in Frederick, mentioned very clearly that you are not supposed to discriminate anybody. So whether you have money or not, you're supposed to be attended. But the trouble, you know, let's face it, not but very long does men live. So in other words, this is a very, very, you know, we know that something like 25% of the people in prisons are illegals. So many, for example, many hospitals are really in hot water because of this illegal coming in. So in other words, Bush and Parks and what have you, they are for open borders. They have one world government plan, mm-hmm. and then all of this illegal coming in is
yes.
one step towards that one world government.
That's right. That's it. So you perfectly see this, and you can understand it, and how these other bishops and priests and cardinals are selling out their country, selling out their faith, their church is just amazing to behold. Is it not?
Sure. In other words, charity begins at home. In other words, for example, take a look at this, like Latin American countries, what have you, China, all these people are coming from different places. And third world countries.
Yep.
Well, if you want to find out, and you would not have seen yet, the United States is going to, I consider it to be almost a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty, and then take a look now where that gets up to three something. The groceries going up and up and up and up.
That's right.
There's a lot of poverty. And Bush, we know that the poverty people, millions have added to the poverty line. In other words, that thing, what the government should do, like, for example, Mexico and what have you, well, they should assist the people. For example, Mexico, I have lived, crisscrossed Mexico several times. It's a rich country. For example, no matter what you say, Venezuela, but Hugo Chavez, there's a point. Charity begins at home. Gasoline in over there, in Venezuela, is less than 50 cents a gallon. So in other words, Mexico, it's high as in the United States, and Mexico has a lot of gasoline. So these countries are, this government, Mexican government, what have you, appear to be corrupt governments, and they want, to send the Mexicans over here, to their people, so they will send their dollars back to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, it's a very horrible situation. But this thing about aliens, the United States already is going to the third world category, according to my way of seeing how you see it,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Adams.
Yes.
You think that our United States is going pretty good, or do you think it's going heading to a third world country?
Well, there's no question we're headed toward third world status, and that, as you have just said, is part of the New World Order economy. Now the fact that George Bush is arrogantly telling Iran to stay out of the affairs of U.S.-occupied Iraq and telling Syria to stay out of Lebanon, while at the same time inviting Mexico into the United States illegally, is the consummate act of hypocrisy. But we're not surprised by that, are we? We're not amazed when we see George Bush talking out of four sides of his mouth and continuing to lie, continuing to misrepresent, continuing to falsify evidence and pretend that it doesn't exist, that we are not at war, literally at war, with Mexico. Right now on this issue, Mexico is at war with the United States. Make no mistake about it. This is a war on our border. And George Bush pretends that it does not exist. Totally does not exist as far as he's concerned. They're welcome. They're welcome to come in. Anyone should be allowed to come in and receive amnesty and with no cutoff date. Absolutely none. So there you go. How do you destroy America? You bring the third world in. You socialize the economy. When the economy can no longer take anymore, it collapses. And then you merge America into a unified hemispheric regional government, right?
Sure.
Doesn't that sound like Bush?
Yeah, that's what Bush is after, to unite
exactly.
Mexico and Canada.
Right.
And the United States, the three countries.
Right. And you don't hear many priests like yourself speaking out on these issues today, do you?
Oh, no, they are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They puppy love, I don't know, which false charity,
Mm-hmm.
Said that the priests are supposed to be speaking out the truth.
Yeah, supposed
they're
to be, yeah.
What they make.
Right, right. And they're not alone. I mean, regardless of the churches and how they boast of preaching the word and all of that, yet they wouldn't be caught dead compromising their 501c3 status, would they?
Yeah.
Am I bringing a little laughter to you there? You go. So you see, this plan, as you mentioned, is pretty evident. It's not by accident that we're seeing these things happen. All right. We'll be back. More calls for Father Martinez at 1-800-313-3131. 9443. Join us. I'm Rick Adams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we are on live, and Father Martinez is our guest, and let me take another call for you. Bill from New York is next. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Yes.
I go to a Catholic church, and I was trying to talk to the pastor and trying to talk him into opposing the war in Iraq. You know, and I pointed out that the Catholics and the Muslims have a lot of common traditions, like Lent. And in a lot of areas, we weren't too far apart. And that the Vatican made an alliance with the Muslim countries at the UN and opposing abortion, and he still goes on supporting the war. I mean, you know, I was very upset by that. You know, why do we Catholic priests go on supporting the war?
Father Martinez, did you have any comment on what Bill has just said?
Well, you know, one of the things that we should remember well. The church is based on the triumvirate. The Catholic Church has three divisions: the triumvirate church, which happens to be in heaven; the suffering church, which happens to be in purgatory; and the militant church on earth. So we that are still alive, or at least half alive, are the militant church. So that doesn't mean it's only the Pope. My idea to do this, you know, when I'm after here, is not only to get to the Catholic laity, because the clergy are not doing the job, but to get a laity of the Protestant laity and the laity of the Catholic to demand of the religious leaders to take a stand. They have a right to know whether this is a just war or it's not. Like I mentioned to you, it's obvious that this war with Iraq and the one coming with Iran are based on lies. So consequently, it's time for us to recognize, for example, take a look at the Gospels. I think the Lord had an idea when, for example, out of the 12 apostles, notice that the Lord hit very, very hard St. Peter. And I think that reason he did not do it as a mistake, but he did it on purpose to tell the apostles, and tell us to watch Peter. But now, for example, little by little, almost like JP2, especially JP2, he was considered to be more or less a god. You know, they all adored the so-called JP2. And so in other words, this is just the time to stand up. Because if they're wrong, they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And especially Thomas Aquinas and St. Augustine and what have you had spoken, that when the Pope, even the hierarchy, even if the Pope is wrong, the superior is wrong, we should correct him in a nice way. See what I'm talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
So in this particular case, I think the fellow they call us from New York, I think he understands that the Pope is not God. And a chain of popes, we know they have made mistakes. But this one here, for example, when wars had broken out, take a look at the First World War, Second World War II. You know, there were Catholics from both sides. You know, it was, you know, you don't, Greg, you know better than I. The funny passage, you know, at the same time, stupid to a certain degree. Remember the First World War?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the war to end all wars, yes.
In English and against the Germans. Remember the day on Christmas Day they throw in the guns and hit a ball together, singing together.
Yep, for one day, Christmas Day.
Wasn't that stupid for them? You know, in other words, well, they should have spoken.
And then going right back to killing each other the next day.
For the hell with it, so they should just pack and go home, back home.
Right.
So see what I'm talking about?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, and it's the same people behind these wars.
Is that my question and my answer?
Mm-hmm. Bill, was that sufficient to answer your question, Bill?
Yeah, in part.
In part? What about the rest?
Oh, yeah, I had another question.
Go ahead.
I missed the beginning of your show, and you see on your ads that George Bush is Jewish. Can you explain?
Okay, that came up before. All right. You want to hit that again, Father Martinez? Can you explain the Jewish part?
The fellow that has been following, for example, Jerry Kerry and what have you, John Kerry and all these bloggers, Albright and Hillary,
mm-hmm.
happened to be Texmar.
Right.
And about 2 years ago, Texmar came up publicly saying that Bush is Jewish. He belongs to the Jewish church. And maybe also by birth. So he's the one, if you want to contact and give some proofs, some definite proofs, I will zero in to Texmar here in Austin, Texas. He's the one that came out publicly, and other people have done, but I think that Texmar was the number one that came out with a proof that Bush is Jewish. But take a look, for example, even though, suppose that he going to be a Jewish, he's a perfect useful idiot of the Jews. So who do you think is worse? A Jew who's working for his race, or somebody, a jogging that they so nicely call us, you know, cattle,
uh-huh.
that's working, it's a perfect useful idiot, a Jew. Who do you think is worse? A pagan that does the work of a Jew, or a Jew that does the work of a Jew?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is worse?
I think the pagan is even worse, yes. All right, we'll be back. Thank you, Bill, for the call. My estimation. We'll return with Father John Martinez, and we have more call 1-800-313-3131. 800-800-9443. We'll return. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back. We're back now in the final home stretch here, the final half hour with Father Martinez. Let me ask you this, Father. Which order of the Catholic Church do you belong to?
Well, I started to be a Franciscan for 9 school years, but then I became a diocesan priest.
Okay.
They call him secular priest.
Yeah. All right.
Diocesan and secular priest are the same.
Uh-huh. And what did you think of some of the more radical communist extremist sects like the Marinos down in Central America where you were from?
Well, the trouble, you know, before, you know, you can pinpoint, yes, a certain order or certain society, for example, the Marinos were heavy, but right now, you know, they're running pecs.
Yeah.
For example, the Jesuits don't have a good reputation.
Uh-huh.
That, for example, the father you are aware of, Father John O'Connor.
Yes, he passed away, yes. We had him on this show.
Yeah, he left Dominican Order because the homosexual Dominicans
were running
the order.
Yes.
So they're running in packs.
Well, what about the...
Mary Knowles were known to be wild, liberal. I was there when I was ordained in 1970.
Yes.
We had something like 15 Mary Knowles, but they were wild already there in Guatemala. The diocese that I was ordained in were Guatenango. So it's...
They were working hand in glove with the communist parties and the communist revolutionaries engaged in terror.
They had the communist mentality to many of them.
And what about the Jesuits?
Well, in other words, Jesuits used to be pretty good in at one time, but now they, you know, they're wild, you know, in the last few decades, you know, and especially in the Pope of Six, you know, they really ran into wild thing. Now you trust them as far as you can throw them.
Uh-huh.
There might be some good charges, Jesuits, the old ones. But the new ones, you know, are not having a heck of a time, liberals and wild Jesuits. So in other words, the Jesuits are not the only ones that are wild right now. The whole shebang, especially Vatican II, the whole roof is coming down in different orders. I have not followed my order for that once for 9 school years, the Franciscan.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're also a little wild.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm talking about here?
Yes, I do, yes. Excellent. Interesting. Very interesting. All right, let's go to let's talk to Charlene in Missouri, I believe. Hello, Charlene.
Hi. Getting back to the war, I call myself a believer in Christ Jesus. I'm not part of any group, particularly this Christ body.
Yes.
And in John 18, he said, "My kingdom is no part of this world. If it were, my servants would fight. But he says, as it is, it's not from this source."
Right.
And then in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians in chapter 10, it says, "We have a fight not against flesh and blood, but against wicked spirit forces." So I don't think there's any war that a Christian could be involved in calling it a just war, because we end up killing people that aren't at fault. Civilians, and if Christ is a Prince of Peace and he's our King, and when they asked Peter to do something that was wrong, he said we must obey God as ruler rather than men. So I'm thinking that if we follow the Prince of Peace, Jesus said there was a time when you heard hate your enemies, but I tell you love your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So that pretty much tells us what we should be doing.
And at the same time, he wasn't discounting self-defense, you know, when he said to protect you and your family. The apostles did just that, pick up a sword, you know, not to go on a war hunt, but to defend your family, to defend your lives, to defend the gospel.
Yeah,
that was self-defense, not war.
But you can hardly call going over there and putting depleted uranium over the whole...
No, that's not defending America or the Iraqis. Quite the contrary.
Right.
It's another war of imperialism.
It's not even defending your own kids if you send them over there to harm other people's kids. So there, even when he said, you know, if you go have a cloak, go sell it and get yourself a sword, if actually what one of the apostles said, here's two swords. And Jesus said, it's enough.
Yeah.
And the reason what that was all about,
right.
He was fulfilling prophecy because he said he had to be counted among the, what was it called, the ragamuffins. Anyway, it was fulfilling prophecy. He wasn't taking everybody. In fact, right after that, he said, whoever lives by the sword would die by the sword.
Right, right. That's the whole point. You have the sword for defense, but not offense. You
right.
don't go. You don't go out, take the sword, and kill indiscriminately. That was the whole point.
Absolutely. And
because
also,
if you do, you will die by that sword.
I know. I was telling somebody once, and they agreed. What are we going to do? Right? We represent the Prince of Peace, and all the bombs we drop on people. I'm sure that would really make them turn to Christ.
Right. Well, Father Martinez, you remember in the Old Testament when the kings of Israel, when they declared war, what did they do? They led the troops in battle, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Now, why doesn't George Bush lead the troops in battle, and Dick Cheney, not for a Turkey Day appearance or for another day appearance, but to go there and lead the men, lead the women with a sword? Let them go and take charge on the ground, house to house. And I don't think that's such a bad idea, do you?
Well, actually, I will stick forward. I will take the so-called 335 congressmen and the senators
yes.
How many of them have children there? How many of them are going there?
Right.
Another time, he took all the priests, and they led the army, and they were singing praises to God. And I don't see many of our chaplains or anything going out singing praises to God ahead of our soldiers.
No, they don't.
Anyway,
no, they're safe, far from the field of battle, many of them.
Although
there are
ago,
some that are, you know, out there. But
a long time ago, there was a neat bumper sticker. I wish I could find one. It said, "What if there was a war and nobody
yeah,
came?"
I remember that well. Well, thank you very much for your call, Charlene. Good to hear your voice. First time caller. Thank
Almost.
You.
Bye
bye now. All right. Yeah. And, you know, thinking about that is not a bad idea that Congress, indeed, should mandate that all presidents who declare war or, you know, illegally, as Bush has, since they can't declare war, Congress and only Congress can, that Congress that votes to go to war and allows the president to take men to war should indeed be personally on the ground and in the plane, on air, on land, at sea, whatever capacity they can best serve in to go and fight that war. And I think you would see a diminution of wars, Father Martinez, if that were the case. But I don't think that's about to happen.
As a matter of fact, Saddam Hussein told Bush, come on, let's have a little bit battle between you and I.
Yes, I remember
you know,
that.
Jewish, Bush, you know, chicken out, he's a bunch of cowards.
He wouldn't even debate, never mind go to war. Personally engage in combat. He wouldn't even sit down and debate Ahmadinejad in Iran.
No, he doesn't. In other words, he begged when he was in the service. He did not want to go to the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
He's a coward. He wants somebody else to do the job.
That's the name of the game, the neocons. Yes, indeed. Let's take one more call right now, and that is Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes. Hi, Wes. You're on the air with Father Martinez.
Good. For another source of information on Bush's background as a Jew, look to the Idaho Observer newspaper here the last couple of months. I believe there's also, it is posted on the web.
Mm-hmm.
That was my comment. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Yeah, you can look that up as well. In the Idaho Observer, there have been several articles on the lineage of the Bush family and also the relationship to the Kerry family. There is a crossover there, as you know, and it's interesting to see the people who have run for president, the top contenders, how many of them are interrelated families as well, Father Martinez. You would be astounded to know how many.
Well,
right.
The trouble, you know, it is what it is. What is the population of the United States? A Jewish population is something like 2.5 per population.
3%
at
the most,
take a look at the power.
Right.
Horrible, you know, the power in Congress, the power in the Pink House. So the
Pink
power
House,
of the Jews
yes.
is really tremendous compared mm-hmm. to the percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, no doubt, you know, that the Jews run the world. We let them do it. You see what I'm talking about?
No question about that. Let's take another call. Is it Steve, you said, in Missouri? Oh, Pete, I'm sorry. Pete in Missouri. Hello, Pete.
I'm Pete from Jackson, New Jersey.
Oh, Jackson, New Jersey.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Sorry. You're not that far.
That's okay.
It's only the other side of the country. No.
Yeah, well, I'm on the right coast, not the left coast. Anyway.
All right.
According to what the scripture says, Jesus said in the last days, do not be deceived. There will be wars and rumors of wars.
Mm-hmm.
Nations will be rising against nations.
Yes.
A lot of things will be happening. There's a lot of deception in a lot of religions, not
mm-hmm.
faith. I'd like to say to this Father Martinez, is he the one who wrote the book that said Preventing World War III?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the video.
Okay. How do you propose to prevent World War III when the Bible specifically says that there's going to be a final war and Jesus is going to lead his armies from heaven out down to this earth to destroy all these armies that gather around to destroy Israel. You're not going to stop that. So how are you going to prevent World War III? That's the world, that's the Ezekiel's war he's talking about.
See, if you study the Old Testament especially,
yes,
you will see, for example, that our Lord changed his mind. Take a look at the most famous one that I would like to, that I'm sure you're familiar with, is the case of the prophet Jonah going to Nineveh. And he went to the city, which probably was a quarter of a million people, large city at the time.
Nineveh.
And he started preaching Nineveh was destroyed in 40 days. No ifs or buts. It would be destroyed. But you remember the story, the king, word up to the king.
I remember the story of Jonah.
Yeah, so in other words, then the king, even the animals were
fire. They were destroyed anyway afterwards.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about the New Testament. See, the Old Testament was the theocracy with Israel. So when the kings went to war, see, it was a theocracy. Okay? We're not in the Old Testament anymore. We're in the New Testament, the New Covenant. You understand that? Jesus said these things would happen. And the thing is, he said evil men would, in the gospel or the epistles Paul wrote, evil men will wax more and more. They will be deceived, and in deceiving they will deceive others.
Mm-hmm.
They will be seduced themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they will seduce the rest of the world. There's coming, we know there's coming a world leader. We know the new world order is coming. It's in place already. I understand that. I agree with that. But no one's going to stop any of these wars. No one's going to stop World War III. No one's going to stop. The only way peace will be is when Jesus Christ returns to this earth in the power and glory, as he said. Okay?
Okay.
Well, see, if we, my way of seeing it this way. Suppose that, you know, the world right now is really in a mess, horrible, immoral way. What I'm trying to do is to tell the people that we, you know, our days are limited. I agree with you that the end of the world will take place.
Mm-hmm.
But the trouble, I'm trying to prevent it for the good of the souls. And I'm saying if we will be good, will convert, stop offending the Lord, I think he will change his mind like he did change the Old Testament.
Well, I think certain things are going to happen, but I think what you mean is to try to postpone events from happening. And that has happened, maybe. The time, you know, the dates have been maybe set back a little bit. But inevitably, we come back to the same problem as, Pete, you're trying to say. I understand that, yeah.
Okay.
And you're not wrong in saying that.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, but it's just a matter of when.
Because Jesus said the judgment is set. There's a time that he will, like you said, he will come, he will give the kingdom to his father.
Right.
Yeah, the caller that previously said, the kingdom of, he said, my kingdom is not of this earth. We understand that, otherwise my servants would fight.
Right.
Okay, but there is a time when he will return.
Yes.
He will set up his,
absolutely.
He will set up his kingdom for 1,000 years on this earth. Till after that 1,000 years is over, then comes the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
sure. Understood.
Okay? Thank you.
Very
for
good. Thank you.
Thank
Pete.
You for your time.
You're welcome. The thing is also, Father, is that clearly the Scripture teaches that it's not even war that we should fear in the end as a sign of the end times, but peace. Peace will be the most dangerous thing that will happen in the world. Now, that sounds like a paradox. It sounds like, hey, what does he mean? He's saying, on the one hand, turn your swords into plowshares and make peace, and then he's saying it's peace that's the enemy? Well, what he's saying is that this world system, this one-world Antichrist system, will come to fruition when the man of sin comes forward from Jerusalem, and he announces that the world will be at peace. In other words, Satan wants to create a world of, quote, peace and safety for his kingdom. That's what the Scripture says. And it's when he says that, when George Bush and people like that proclaim, at last, we have a peace and safety at hand, then sudden destruction will come upon them, and like travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape, right? And that's what the Scripture teaches, peace and safety. Not war, but war leading into peace and safety. So, really, what these devils are trying to produce is a counterfeit peace, a false peace that only Christ can bring. As the caller said, only Jesus Christ can bring peace to the world. And these men are saying, we're going to bring peace. We're going to bring order. We're going to bring security and happiness and everything. No, they're not. They're going to bring destruction down upon themselves. Right?
Well, one other point there, I hope the fellow still listen to us, to me.
Amen.
Remember that one that I told you about the Nineveh passage? It's not the only one. It's a whole bunch of...
Of course.
The Old Testament that our Lord changed his mind. One of them was the other one that the king, I don't remember the name of the king.
He bargained with him.
Yeah, was dying. It was told by a prophet that he was going to die. And then the king started crying, what have you? So the prophet went and talked to the king, to our Lord, and the Lord said that he was going to he was going to give him 15 more years.
Uh-huh.
So the same God, the Old Testament, is the same God in the New Testament, don't you think?
I would agree. I mean, we may be under a new covenant, but we're not under a different God, that's for sure.
Oh, exactly.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, the same, yes.
The Old Testament changed his mind. The Old Testament God changed his mind. I think the New Testament would change it. Put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
The way I figured it.
Can you hang on to that thought? Hang on, Bob. We got a quick break. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned, and we'll get back to your thoughts. Rick Adams, Father Martinez, my guest.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With me. Father, what were you saying before the break? You wanted to finish your sentence there.
Well, when I'm talking about this situation, I think that, you know, that's what has happened to human nature to a certain degree. Well, it's in the books. It's going to happen, so might as well sit down and relax. Mm-hmm. In other words, my way of seeing this situation, a third world war can be prevented, mm-hmm. is that if we do our part, if we do not let George do his part, then each one of us has a serious obligation to step up and be counted on this unjust war and what have you. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about here is that the way I see it is that we have free will. And like, for example, the Ninevites converted, kind of things we can do. If we will act reasonably, if we stop sinning, our Lord will be glad to change his mind, like he's changed repeatedly. Not those two passages that I mentioned, none of the only ones, a whole bunch in the Old Testament. And as a matter of fact, in the New Testament, two big saints, you know, gave signs that the end of the world was close, but it was prolonged. So I'm talking about here that, you know, we should not just take it for granted that this prophecy will be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. In other words, if we become better, if we become good, our Lord will have mercy on us. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm after, you know, to try to become good, to stop sinning. And our Lord will be grateful to change his mind.
Repentance is important to the whole issue. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You see my point?
Yes, I do. Amen. I appreciate that. We're almost out of time, though, and I do want to give you a chance to mention upcoming appearances where people might have another opportunity to talk to you that haven't had a chance tonight. You'll be on with Mark, I believe, Mark Dankoff.
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Okay. What time?
7 to 10.
7 to 10 tomorrow. All right. Central time. And then what other program?
It would be very interesting because mm-hmm. the three of us agree on the importance of the fasting. We have talked to each other for quite a while. And we agree the importance of demanding the clergy to take a stand. So we will put the thing at the air. And see how we can do that job. You know, the sky can be limited of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got the importance of, you know, demanding that clergy to stand up and be counted.
Right.
Because after all, they are religious leaders.
Yes.
And depends on salvation will be dependent on their advice.
Yes.
And we want them to take the good advice. Because, for example, if I would be fighting in Iraq, I don't want to be fighting and go to hell there to kill innocent people. So I encourage you, if you can talk to Bishop Otian and invite you to your program. He's a bishop, well prepared, and sure. You'll be glad to invite.
Well, we'll see if we can make contact with him in the near future and have him on too, sure.
You know how to contact him, do you?
No, I don't, but I will. You can get me that information yourself if you want, but we can be in touch.
Let me give you his phone number.
All right. Well, why don't you do it off the air? Give it to my producer, and we'll follow up on it, all right?
I mean,
you don't have to do it now, but we'll do
it.
We'll follow up. Okay?
1330.
Yeah.
492.
All right.
8408.
All right. Okay. Good enough.
I'm sure you'll be glad that you invited. Thank you
yes.
very much, Rick.
Thank you very much, Father Martinez. Very interesting program. We'll be hearing you more on RBN. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good night now. Bless you. Well, that's it for tonight. Tomorrow night back again, Lord willing, and we'll see you then tomorrow night at 9 Central. Rick Adams, good night.